Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Transatiamon. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure 2020, Episode 54, The Vagrant War Demon, Rebellimon. I'm May, and this time I'm joined by the usual lovely women. So first up, I have Chloe.
Hello.
I have Evie.
Hello.
And of course, I have Quinn.
Howdy.
The episode starts up with Greymon and Taichi fighting some Giromon, and we have Taichi with a little Cutemon in his arms, which is kind of adorable. I do like Cutemon.
I kind of nice like that we don't even get an explanation for where Cutemon comes from. Just, you know, Taichi just found a Cutemon, cute. It's fine.
Uh-huh. Cutemon came from the cave.
Yeah.
That was it.
where the weather wasn't good.
Well, in Cross Wars, we find out that Cutemon came from a mummy and a daddy Cutemon.
That's true.
Which
begs so many questions about the nature of Digimon in that world. And also, just Cutemon.
I mean, Gigimon and Barbamon are also said to be parents.
That's true.
So it's not like the first time I've had parents.
What's a parent?
And also, I know that Barbamon is like a Rosemon who has gotten old.
That's... I did not know that one.
Yeah. The Digimon lore goes pretty deep and it's pretty good.
All right.
Or questionably good, I guess.
I enjoy large parts of it.
One of my favorites is probably one of the most common bits of lore, and it's the original Metal Greymon was blue because it was a virus type, but he was actually blue because the metal on Metal Greymon is Greymon just sticking all these bits of metal into him, and he's actually become blue because he's now infected.
That would make a lot of sense.
He's used metal from different Digimon. Like, he's just been going to a junkyard of dead bodies, basically, and he's putting them inside.
Oh, so Shine Greymon just had a budget.
Yeah. Basically. But anyway, so there's some lore, which is pretty cool. Anyway, back to the episode. So we have Greymon finding these Giromon, which is kind of weird because he hasn't evolved yet, but we get an evolution straight away anyway. But it feels kind of weird that he would just go to Greymon when we've seen him go to Metal Greymon for
everything,
like, armor level Digimon. So it's weird.
Yeah, it was very strange, especially considering that the rest of the animation in this episode was actually really good, that they seemed to feel the need to, you know, just toss in the, you know, the obligatory transformation sequence up to Metal Greymon.
Yeah, that was weird. And yeah, the animation in this episode is probably the best animation we've had for probably, I want to say 50 episodes. Maybe, I think it might have even been better than the first few episodes where the animation was really good. The animation here was incredible. The colors were fantastic. Uh-huh. Like the use of the colors in the sunset and the colors in the explosion. The animation was just incredible. Like, more of this.
Rise Greymon had a budget. My bad.
It evolves into Shine Greymon.
Yeah, I was close. Anyhow.
Greymon has religion.
Uh-huh. But no, yeah, a lot of this episode reminded me a lot of Kill la Kill, just kind of in how it was animated, especially a lot of, the action sequences.
There was definitely some Kill la Kill in there.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Chloe, have you seen Cross Wars?
I have not. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. So in Digimon Cross Wars, Cutemon is actually partnered up with a similar sort of personality Digimon to Rebellimon, who is Derulimon, who has it's Gurren Lagann with the drill, isn't it? Yeah. And I think, does Kill la Kill have drills? It's made by the same people. Anyway, Derulimon
is made by the same
people. Yeah. Derulimon would probably fit in either Kill la Kill or Gurren Lagann based on my limited knowledge of both. Derulimon's cool.
Pretty wild. I really enjoy a lot of this episode, and yet I couldn't watch it without just making 1,000 Rebellimon without a cause jokes.
It was really annoying to watch it with her, to
That's
be
funny.
Honest.
I was just watching this episode, sitting here being like, Mad Max Furry Road?
Okay.
Because that's all I can think about.
Thinking sort of like, what if Bane was also green
and had a mohawk?
Yeah, but there was some strong
Bane. I love this
Bane.
Digimon design, by the way.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I love the Ogremon flashback for one quarter of a second.
Yeah, that's very quick. and just not get touched on as much as I kind of expected it to, which
actually, I'm not sure how I feel. Kind of applaud that, but also, God, I wish we could stop having flashbacks. Literally a flashback to a flashback.
It's a shonen.
So many flashbacks.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so we have Rebellimon show up to beat up some Giramon, and it's so nice seeing a Digimon who is brand new, like, only just debuted in a virtual pet, like, back in March, which is Rebellimon, fighting a Digimon that's been around since the third version of the virtual pet, which was, like, I think the third version may have came out in 1999, if not 2000. So it is kind of nice seeing these super ancient Digimon fighting with brand new ones. It's just really nice. And also the animation really is also nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy to see Giramon, or Garamon, yeah. How you say it, but...
Giramon.
Yeah, Giramon. Fond memories of Giramon crashing Digimon World on the PS1 every time you use the jukebox and try and scroll down.
I'll be honest, I really enjoyed getting to see Cutemon again, because Cutemon was one of the highlights of Cross Wars.
Not seeing Cross Wars.
That is true. And probably the best episodes of Cross Wars were Cutemon related, like mm-hmm. the Cutemon's family episode and the Lopmon episode, which was also a Cutemon episode. Like, Cutemon had the best episodes in Cross Wars.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I was just happy to see Tekkamon, who also shows up for like half a second, because Tekkamon was on the version 6 of the virtual pet, which was only released in Australia, and has not been seen in much since, which is kind of wild. And I'm just really glad that we're finally seeing him in this episode.
Fair enough.
So we have Rebellimon destroying some Giramon in a kind of gory way. Like, he has like this hacksaw kind of thing that like just sort of like slices them, and which is just kind of gory, yeah. Which is surprising.
It was like also a
clan. And then he attacks Metal Greymon. Then we have a quick second of Rebellimon remembering fighting Greymon as Ogremon, and that's all we get to see there.
Because it's been a long time. Did Ogremon die?
Apparently not.
I think he just lay there in the ground.
Okay, because I was like, did he die and get reborn? I didn't think we were doing that this season. So I guess he just survived and eventually evolved by, becoming horribly mutated. Like we do.
Was he stepped on by Metal Tyrannomon or something?
Yeah, he was in the ground. He got, like, Dragon Balled.
Yeah, I thought he was dead. Apparently he's not, but...
I forgot about all the jokes I made back then. Oh, yeah.
Dragon Ball. I think we liked that episode, too.
It was pretty good.
I gave the Ogremon and Greymon episode a 5 out of 5.
40 episodes later, but I'm here for it.
Like, when the synopses came out and I read that Rebellimon was Ogremon, I was just like, yes, that is pretty good. Because I think at the time we were kind of like, we were hoping that he'd come back.
We were very in an skeptical, episode. But yeah.
Yeah, but it is nice that we actually got to see him. It is nice that we get to see all these returning characters. Like, a few episodes we had Garbamon, and I feel like we've had a few other ones come back, and it's just kind of nice to meet these characters. And then we have Leomon, who came back, and I'm kind of mad that he came back, because, what happened? Like, what
he
happened
still didn't
to
die,
Leomon
but
after
I had
fight?
A really fun no, idea they survived for somehow. The show's over.
But what happened? I don't know what happened after the fight with Millenniumon. What happened to Leomon?
He walked away, I guess.
The explanation was literally he survived somehow.
Yeah.
He survived somehow and walked away off screen.
Like speaking of Leomon, like, I remember in the actual Ogremon episode, like, at the start of the season, I remember us saying that Ogremon basically has become the new Leomon. And this episode also has him be the new Leomon, because in the original adventure, Leomon later showed up as Saber Leomon because he was able to evolve.
Yeah.
And now we have Rebellimon coming back because he was able to evolve. It's like Leomon survived somehow, Ogremon evolved somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get any more of that, though, from Ogremon. Like, I think this was his one and done.
Most likely we'd have to have a much more cohesive idea of what this season is.
Yeah, unless, like, at the end there's gonna be some big get the army together thing, like Mimi and Joe did.
Maybe, and even then I expect it to be a real just pulled out at the very end, and also we're here!
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, when they get everyone together on Fire Island in the original
Incidentally,
series.
We all showed up at the right time.
Yep, magic. But I like the Mimi forms an army part better.
That would be good. Oh god, Princess Mimi says no. No. Generalissimo Mimi.
I like this. I'm here for this. So we have Cutemon running up to Rebellimon, and I love the noises that Cutemon makes. It just sort of little boinging noises.
Yeah.
Like little each
cute
step.
Steppy. Cutemon's goals.
Like adorable. And Rebellimon telling Cutemon to stay away from him. And then we find out that Rebellimon just loves to fight. And that's kind of why he's in the Wastelands, because this is where all the outlaws are. We get some flashback shots of some Tekkamon being there, which I mentioned being really a big fan of. And we have Cutemon and Rebellimon meeting, and Rebellimon says that the weak are a nuisance. And we find out that he has no memory of his past or why he's fighting. And we also know that he was beaten up by Boltmon, and he still fights. Even, like, if he loses a fight, he still fights.
Why? I and don't also need a reason.
Why? He's just shonen character.
Quinn has a joke she would like to make about that.
God, that was so extra.
I wonder if you might characterize Rebellimon as, say, a Rebellimon without a cause, for example.
They set it literally into the camera, and that's what just drove me nuts.
That works. See, I'm just happy that we get Boltmon, because Boltmon's also a really old Digimon, so again, it's another combination of these
Boltmon
new Digimon with
solid choice.
Old Digimon.
I have a Boltmon card.
Boltmon's also cool-looking. Like, cool-looking Digimon. Very, very evil.
I forgot that kind Boltmon of, was a mega, to be honest.
Has Boltmon even been in the anime before? I don't remember.
Yeah, in Frontier.
Really?
I thought so.
Huh, I don't remember. No, I just don't remember. Maybe I'll rewatch Frontier and be mad about it.
Next season of the Moncast. When we get there like 2 years.
Wow.
Based on my outputs.
Anyway, so a bunch of Bormon show up and Rebellimon fights them. Greymon joins
in. I'm just wrong in imagining things like I do.
Oh, about with Boltmon?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Maybe you're thinking of Skullmerimon?
Possibly.
Because Skullmerimon does evolve.
I'm just thinking of the episode that Volcamon is in, and just making the rest up, I think. So, it happens.
That's fair. Frontier would have been better with Boltmon, because that's
Frontier would have been better with a lot of things.
Then we see something that I don't think we've seen for a few episodes. We get a Digivice glowing and powering up Greymon's attack, which I feel like was a huge mechanic at the start of the show, and now we got evolutions. It kind of wasn't used as much.
Yeah.
But it's nice that that we've remembered it existed. It's just this show is so inconsistent with like the mechanics that it chooses to use.
Remember when there were form changes and only two people ever bothered to learn how?
Yeah.
I mean, at least we got Ponchomon and Pegasusmon.
That's true, but I still thought the like permanent form changes that were more or less just straight power-ups were cool and more than the important characters should have gotten them.
It was just a card slashing tamers sort of thing.
It was, which I'm still mad
and
that didn't matter either.
Oh yeah, it only mattered for the first 10 episodes.
And whenever we needed to come up with a new color card.
That is fair. So Greymon defeats the Giramon and Bormon, and then we have a shot of Agumon having an actual injury, and this is so we can see Cutemon healing Agumon's injury. Taichi then tries to bond with Rebellimon, and Rebellimon kind of just ignores him. But then Boltmon shows up, and Rebellimon gets beaten pretty badly, but Cutemon wants to protect him, and it's kind of adorable that Cutemon's just running at this giant, incredibly powerful Digimon, and is just about to be stepped on, which is just, like, also mood. But, like, I'm just thinking that this is just...
I mean, I was trying to leave that one alone, even.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
It was low hanging.
But anyway, I'm just...
You know.
I was just trying to continue on. Like, I was hoping, like, maybe that one will just... That reference will just stay there and be silent, but that's fine.
No. Apparently we weren't just going to let that slide.
No, we either all had to or not. We did not have a quorum.
No. So... I'm just sitting here during this time thinking that this is just Cutemon and Darulamon's relationship again, which makes me feel kind of like, oh, look, it's Adventure Colon taking inspiration from another series again.
Definitely, especially with next week, we're going to have both Gigimon and the school from Frontier. I'm like, okay, I guess I kind of like the references, but also I wish we were done with them by now.
Like, sometimes I'm not even sure if it's a reference or just accidental.
There's that, but I mean, just like, we're coming back to Ogremon, like, literally 40 episodes later, give or take, and it's like they just had no idea how long Devimon and Millenniummon were gonna take.
Yeah, like, this episode, like, my main problem with this episode is that, same with the last episode, is that this episode would have been great, like, 50 episodes, well, not maybe 50 episodes ago, maybe 40 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like...
If it had been episode 20, we'd have been like, holy crap, Digimon's doing great this season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and also, if it was episode 20, that's like, you know, 10 episodes since Ogremon happened, which is fine. Like, fine. It would have been a reasonable time to bring him back.
And that's the thing, or you can slide this episode in there, and nothing changes about the continuity except, like, where Tai Chi happened to wander off to that week.
Yeah, like, we don't have any references to War Greymon ever existing, so this could very well just have been slid in sometime before episode 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel like anything actually happened in this episode that actually moved forward the plot at all. We don't know anything else about the Great Catastrophe.
Tai Chi got told to walk in a direction, so he did.
Yeah.
Then he got told to walk in a direction, so he did.
He kept walking, but his Digivice didn't flash the right way, so he's still not done.
It's Digimon, so he wandered through the desert.
Yeah, which is just a Digimon thing. It's every season, and it's just Tai Chi walking the lonely road, the only road he's ever known, through the desert, straight ahead. So we have Cutemon about to be stomped on.
With the mom, no name. It felt good.
There are different songs there, but
you know what? I think that's even better.
Very different songs.
I'm just sitting here with my Green Day trash.
Green Day's good. Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh yeah, I love Green Day, but like you know, everything that I like is trash.
That's
really like angry white boy
music.
Yeah,
what a mood.
I mean, yeah, I watched Kill la Kill, and that's how I know how much this episode was like Kill la Kill, so...
Kill la Kill's good.
I haven't seen I'll
it's
watch
pretty
it
problematic,
day.
Too, though.
I did not enjoy it, but, you know, that does not necessarily mean it's bad.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure of mine.
It's fair.
That's a lot of anime.
Yeah.
That's almost weird. Just full stop anime.
Yeah.
Look, I have the worst current guilty pleasure, and it's a reality series on Netflix called Too Hot to Handle, so I think I win in the guilty pleasure department. Anyway, so back to TV shows that are Digimon. We have Cutemon Bapt being stopped on, but Rebellimon rescues him because his body moves without him thinking, and he doesn't know why. Cutemon heals him, and then Rebellimon starts fighting again and is able to beat Boltmon, which I really appreciate because I was just sitting here waiting for Tai Chi to, like, go to War Greymon and then Boltmon be defeated by War Greymon. So I'm surprised that didn't happen.
Yeah. No. Like, all around, I have very few negative things to say about this episode that don't have to do with why it happened when it did.
Yes. Exactly.
Yep. Oh, absolutely agree. So we defeat Boltmon, and Rebellimon now wants to be partnered up with Cutemon, and when Tai Chi asks where he's going, he says straight ahead, like Ogremon said to him in episode... I think that was episode 9?
I don't and then this know makes if Tai Chi is remember. Aware of... Okay, did they finally notice? I must have blinked
and missed
because, it.
Yeah, that's episode 9.
Kind of. Because they kind of go like, could that mean... Nah. And it's annoying.
There's no way.
I mean, I
Even
sort
though
of appreciate
Devimon
that
died,
it didn't matter, but yeah, what a weird... Okay.
I guess we'll never know if Rebellimon was actually Ogremon.
Yeah,
it's a mystery.
It feels weird. Anyway, so then we have like a shot of Ogremon's... not Ogremon, we have Rebellimon having a broken horn like Ogremon had.
Yeah, it's basically...
And then the episode ends. Yeah, it's confirmed, but the characters, Tai Chi's not very smart.
Yeah, I think, I don't know that either set of characters is aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm...
They reference it.
Rebellimon's weird one-second flashback had me go, is he conscious of that memory, or are we doing a weird past life flashback? I literally don't know.
Yeah, because they said that stuff about him, like, not having his memories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they did throw away one line about losing his memories.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't think either character walked away from that experience having any memory of it.
Nope, which is annoying.
Yep, okay.
Anyway, so in the encyclopedia, we learn about Rebellimon, and Koshiro wonders how long it takes him to do his hair, and says he'd like to see it when it's down.
On both counts.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously just riding around quickly, gives him that windswept mohawk.
I guess, yeah.
Or maybe he just naturally does that.
Strong gel.
I love him. I love Koshiro's in the encyclopedia every week when he just says something cute about the Digimon. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Like, it could only be better with...
A few misses,
I wish that I could start... Yep.
Oh, just Koshiro has had a few misses in you know, bad weeks, but God, what a good one this time. Yeah.
Like wanting to put cushions on Digimon constantly. Exactly. That was weird.
I'm real like, worried about what said, Rosemon's gonna get.
I hope it's like what Angelmon got, which was like fine.
Yeah.
But he could make the one with Rosemon very weird. But which, yep. By the way, Rosemon's next week, which is cool. No Banjo Lilymon, but this is fine.
Not thrilling, but nice.
All right, now that we've discussed the synopsis, let's discuss the discussions. What were our highlights this week?
The animation was really good.
The animation was so good.
The action sequences were like really involved, and like you could tell that a lot of care was put into it.
Mm-hmm. Someone on the team likes Rebellion.
Yeah.
It just stepped, like the animation quality was just a huge step up, and as I mentioned,
someone
I'm
on the team is an orc.
Best.
If we're being real.
No.
Wow.
Language.
Do I lie though?
Quinn. No.
Edit the whole bit if you really want, but I stand by it.
Oh no, I'll keep it. I'll just censor it.
That's fine.
They get the implication. No. But also, like, there were lots of shots of Rebellimon's muscles.
Oh yeah,
like a lot. I stand by what I said.
Yeah, what you said is correct. It's fine.
You're not wrong. Like,
but so
you don't
much
have to
care
say
was
it.
Put into this. Because they like orcs.
And that's fine. Good for them.
Yeah. And also, Boltmon was also pretty cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And
like,
not
I love all
far
the
off
showed
to the target demographic.
No. Definitely not. I'm glad that Ogamon came back, kind of. Like, mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Like, it is kind of one of those things that we mentioned very early on, something that we wanted to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted Ogamon to come back. We wanted Devimon to explain his history with Angelmon.
We sort of got it.
We sort of got it. Like, I'm fine with what we got. Like, it's not that they're not, like, friends. They're the same entity. I hope that continues to be relevant when we get, like, the Seraphimon episode. But it is nice that we've got a few things that we kind of always wanted, but actually came back. Like, it's probably the best thing to come out of the Devimon arc was the fact that we actually addressed Devimon again. And I'm still sitting here mad about the Soundbirdmon that were only relevant and came back 2 episodes ago and we haven't seen them since.
Yep, they will be relevant maybe one more time if someone thinks of a thing that they would be helpful for.
Yeah. Though also, I kind of wish we had Angemon in this episode just because Ogamon might tell that there's Devimon inside of the Angemon. I don't know, it could have been a nice touch. But yeah, I don't really have any other highlights. The animation was just incredible. Like, that's my main highlight.
Cutemon
was just
was real
so,
good.
So nice to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cutemon was good, but again, it was just identical to...
It was, but like, on its own terms, like, this is a very solid episode of Digimon. And even if it is, you know, repeating something, if you're gonna steal, at least they stole well.
Yeah.
Well, at least they stole something that was good from Cross Wars.
Exactly. Like, they could have picked a lot of bad things from Cross Wars.
And I guess, I don't know. It's worth noting, I guess, to me that Quinn and I have been watching some Atmon recently. And when we were watching it, we were just kind of remarking to ourselves, like, oh gosh, yeah, this is what it looks like when Digimon is animated well. Oh gosh, yeah, you know, this is what Digimon is like when, you know, the villain is clearly defined and their master plan is revealed at the very end of the series and stuff like that. But,
And also, this Atmon was...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, sorry. I was just going to say, Atmon's unique in the fact that it only really has one big bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Please, more of that.
Yeah, but I will say that this
you
episode
meet,
of...
Like the...
This episode of Digimon definitely had me like less concerned about the animation quality because like when we were watching Atmon, I was like, oh yeah, haha, this is so much better. But this episode was like really nice and might have even
they clearly spent
some
budget
Atmon
on this
stuff. Yeah,
and
this episode
I appreciate it.
Looked like any other animation that's coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the shots were all beautiful. Even when we had far away screens, the characters didn't become, like, blobs when they were at a distance. They actually looked like there was actually some perspective put into the drawing, besides just like, oh, they're far away, let's make them blobs. It just, the animation just was just so nice in this episode. The colours were great. The use of reds and oranges and just in contrast with Rebellimon's green, I really appreciated that. It just looked really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Any other highlights?
I'm trying to think, but no.
Okay, low light time.
It was pretty derivative.
It could have been episode 25.
Yeah.
It was, or this very could have been shaman.
Yeah, I still wish that the War Greymon episode had Rebellimon, or Ogremon rather, come back. And I think we said it very early on that Ogremon showing up in the evolution to War Greymon, it was how we kind of wanted it to go. Like, we wanted each evolution to kind of have the same sort of characters and the same sort of themes that the evolution before it had. So I still kind of thought that this could have been earlier on. I felt like episode 54 for a filler episode is really weird, especially a filler episode that doesn't give us a new evolution. It doesn't give us any growth of a character. It doesn't give us any information about the Great Catastrophe. It felt like a weird place to put a completely filler episode. Like, at least with the other episodes, we have evolution. So we have, I would assume, Lilymon to Rosemon next episode. So it's mostly going to be filler next week, but at least it's an evolution episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we got this filler episode that doesn't have any... We don't learn... Tai Chi doesn't become anything Nothing else. Like, happens. He's still Tai Chi. Like, you could... As sad as this to say, this episode you could completely take out of the show.
Yeah, no, it is 100% filler, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is a...
Oh, no.
It is a shame when the really high points of the series are not also, like, plot important.
Yeah.
Like, in contrast with that episode that was the one with Nohemon, like, about, I think it was 5 episodes ago, where it was also just like, Tai Chi has an adventure. It could be at any point during the show, this episode.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of weird. This one at least is better than that, but at the same time, it feels weird to put this as at episode 54.
Yeah, when you have like 10 episodes left. Yeah. It feels real weird that you don't have enough of a plot to support its own weight at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at this point, like, in Atmon, Great Catastrophe... we're just learning the, you know, ultimate big bad.
Yeah,
plan.
We're gonna do human instrumentality, and we have 10 episodes to stop it. Go.
Yeah, which is, I just feel like the Great Catastrophe is going to be super generic. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just going to be...
I mean, I'm almost betting on instrumentality, Digimon. But...
Or just Apoclimon's going to be there.
Yep.
At this point, fully expect... Like, even though we kind of know what they look like because they were on the Digivice toy, and neither of them look like Apoclimon, and they were both called ... I'm just kind of can tell how the ending's going to go. I think it's just going to be Omegamon
versus
fighting
Apoclimon,
some
yeah.
Digimon.
Yeah. I won't be real shocked by that. I am honestly still expecting them to pull some dimensional timey-wimey-ness out and just be like, yep, but it's the same Apoclimon from original adventure. Betcha didn't see that coming.
Something like that happened in the first Tamers movie, where there was just like a bad guy that was from the adventure universe and was super salty to be beaten.
That's, I mean, almost just what Tri was, too.
Yeah.
We really like pulling that particular rabbit out of a hat, and I'm gonna be there. I'll be honestly pretty surprised if that's not exactly what they do at this point. Mm. Which is fine, except that I don't think it's gonna be done very well either.
Oh no. No, I do not have high hopes for the rest of the season. Like, this season overall has been fine.
It's a C-. It passes, I guess.
Oh yeah, it is a C-. It is something that is fine. Like, it passes, and some episodes are really good, but, yeah. But if, you know, if there's anyone who really likes this season, that's great, I'm glad they like it. I just personally just think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Any other lowlights?
This episode could have been about anyone who wasn't Tai Chi, and it would have been just as good and or better. Better. Significantly better.
I would for once actually disagree. I feel like because Tai Chi had that relationship with Ogremon, he's the best character to be put in this episode.
I sort of agree, but I almost wish that it had been Hikari, just so that Hikari had an experience with someone, especially if we're going to make their characters not be aware of the shared history.
Yeah, but they kind of point at it, even though it's kind of more for the viewer than for actually Tai Chi, because Tai Chi is just like, nah, can't be, which is a weird stance to take on it.
Yeah, but like at the end of the day, it definitely doesn't matter that to each other that they interacted again. And I'm like, okay, so if we're going to do that, why don't we just have it be with another character who can bond with that same character in a different way? You know what I mean?
Oh, no, it's definitely Whose Line Is It Anyway, the show, because the points don't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
And also, I wish someone besides so much Tai Chi mattered.
Oh, yes. And and Mimi does matter, which is great. I appreciate that take. That's a good take to have on a show, that Mimi does matter.
Yep.
Because... And I have high hopes for the next episode, purely because it's a Mimi episode. Yep, Mimi episodes have been 90% good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on the fence about the Gemstone episode. Also, the Mimi episodes tend to also have good animation, so that's hopefully we get the same animators. Yeah. Are we done with our lowlights?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Head empty.
Okie dokies. So on to favorite character. I'm going to put down Ogamon, and the reason why I say Ogamon and not Rebellimon is because I chose Ogamon in episode 9, and because they are the same Digimon, I am going to put him down as Ogamon again instead of his own separate Digimon. But that's just my own personal opinions on it. Evie, who is your favourite?
Cutemon. Go with Cutemon. Cutemon's good.
That is a very valid choice. Quinn?
I am also going to say Cutemon.
Valid choice. And Chloe, I think I know who you might be taking.
I'm joining the chorus, yeah. It's going to be Cutemon.
Yeah, that is fair.
Wow.
Like, Cutemon is a
Chloe
good second
picking
favorite.
Herself.
I know. What can I say?
That is a legitimate choice.
I just had to as this for week, you know.
Yeah, it's good. As for ratings out of 5, I gave this episode a 2.5. It's fine. I really like the animation. I liked bits of it, but it just felt weirdly put in the series, and that was kind of putting me off a bit.
I made that argument last week. So. Yeah,
I mean, I have the exact same opinion, but I guess I just didn't feel like it was that big of a detraction for me. Like, I agree that it, like, my only real criticism of it is that it comes at a weird point in the series, but I was going to give it, like, a 4.5.
That's fine. I just personally felt like it, and at times it was a little bit boring. Like, I was just a little bit bored. I was kind of checking the time
sort of
a bit.
Literally sit down and have tea and so many flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of flashbacks. Yeah. Like, this episode, yeah. I feel like... This could have been, like, a half episode, and then we have, like, another half
we
being,
we could have sure
like,
used a B-plot.
Like, here's a B-plot. Yeah. Koshiro's hanging out, learning about the Great Catastrophe. Have this episode happening, and then Koshiro learning about the Great Catastrophe also happening.
Yeah, or, I don't know, mom episode... looking for her kids desperately. No, never mind.
What it, but like okay, if the cost of a B plot is this great animation though, like if the time that would have been spent on those shots is instead spent on a B plot, I feel like I'm okay with just this one episode not really having a B plot, you know?
But it just felt like it just felt so strung out. It felt like it was just slowed down in some parts. Like it felt
it
like we didn't need all the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Sometimes we were just looking at static image, like when the animation wasn't incredible, there were just like kind of like grainy static images of like when Cutemon was retelling her history with the area and Rebellimon. So at times it just felt like it was a little bit slow, but that's just how I felt about it. Evie, what was your rating?
I'm going to give it a 3.
That's fair. And Quinn?
So, you know, at the start of the episode, I was briefly considering it as high as a 5, but I think I've been talked down to a 4.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fair. I mean, you made some reasonable points that, you know.
I think that's
like, right. I have some exuberance for this episode because it's very cute and better than we've had it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is cute. It is definitely cute. And, like, I probably would have loved this. Like, I probably would have given this episode a 4 if it was a decent time ago, but I just couldn't stop thinking that it was just a weird place for... Like, there are 66 episodes in this show, apparently, and we're at episode 54.
Oh,
and it
I
just
agree.
Feels
that's
weird.
Awful. And
yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, episode 9 was when Agumon was hanging out. Episode 9,
wow.
By the way, for reference, in episode 9, I gave a 4, Evie gave a 5, and you gave a 3.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were all pretty sold on that episode. It was a good episode. Mm-hmm. And then episode 10 was like, I gave a 1.5. So, episode 10 was bad. Anyway, Chloe, what was your rating?
I had kind of said 4.5 initially, but I think I also more or less been talked down to a 4. It was really good, but there were it's not something.
You don't have to feel bad about that. We just
you
decided.
Raised valid criticisms that I hadn't really considered initially,
which is good.
Yeah,
yeah. So that means that it gets a 9.5, which means that it is the same level as episode 40 and episode 27, and I don't know what episodes they are, so I have to find them on my I have to find them somewhere. So I said episode 40, which was Strike the Killer Shot. I don't know if this episode was better or worse than Strike the Killer Shot. I liked that episode because it had Tropiumon in it. Anyone else have any thoughts?
That was one with football.
It was the Sora episode and Tai Chi getting bored.
I'd say this one was better, honestly.
I would agree that this was better.
I'd say... Okay, y'all think it's better? Okay, I've been outvoted. I will put it above episode 40. And I have... Yep, there we are. So that means that this episode is in 35th place. So just between episode 24, The Final Stage, Done Devimon, and episode 40, Strike the Killer Shot. In terms of where I put it in my ranking, I put it in a pretty... similar spot. I put it in 33rd place. Evie, where are we putting episode 54 in your ranking?
I'm gonna put it at 33rd place? I don't know. Somewhere? I don't have, the scores next to my ranking, so I have to, jump between two different sheets trying to figure out where it goes.
Okay,
same.
I'll put it in 33rd place, because that's just where I put it in, and it's between episode 48, The Attack of Mugenjimon, and episode 17, The Battle in Tokyo Against Orochimon.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And Quinn?
I think I'm going to put it above Jagomon's Potato Hell.
Which is... 39th place or episode 39?
Episode 39.
Okay, okay.
I was thinking 39th place was a bit low.
Yeah, I was thinking that, okay. So I will put it in... That's in 12th place then.
Okay, thank you. That sounds about right.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie, so that is in between episode 45 and episode 39 for Quinn. And that are our... those are our ratings.
Do you want to hear something sad?
Pardon?
Do you want to hear something sad?
Maybe. What is it?
Agumon's probably had more character development than Tai Chi has.
This is true.
Agumon's probably had more character development than, most of the characters? Mm-hmm. Probably more than Sora.
More than Sora, more than Joe, more than Ikari,
Honestly, I mean, I love Mimi in this season, but I don't think she's really had so much character development per se.
No, she's just had a lot of character at the camera.
Character. Mm-hmm. She's just had character in general.
Yeah, and that's fine. She's I enjoyed that, more. But I don't really think I can say any of the characters has significantly grown as a person by the end of the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were all pretty flawless at the start.
Takaru, I think.
A bit, and even that Tucker just went from Yamate. Blubbering mess to not, to a human.
And maybe Joe, because he now, instead of he went from not wanting to do this at all because he had to study to spitting straight facts at people.
Yeah, he got a second note.
Which I'm fine with that, but yeah, Koshiro, I guess, has been fine.
He's mostly been exposition, but at least that's... something. It's more than Sora
got. He's just Jedi again. Mm. Yeah. Do we have any other miscellaneous thoughts before I move on to comments?
I don't think I have anything.
I'm trying to think. I could have sworn there was something I wanted to bring up, but I've forgotten it now.
Well, if you remember, please let me know. So, on to our comments on YouTube. We have Doraemon7, who says that this episode should have come with a trigger warning. And then they wonder how this would be censored, whether it be in its entirety or just in minor bits, if it came to the North American audience. And, I don't know. I feel like they would probably censor bits of it. It would be more like maybe using it as cozy, as in, I like the way you feel against my skin, but that's also kind of creepy, but more in like a, he is a loofah rather than he is my wife. Like, I feel like you could change wording to make it a little...
You could make the dialogue a little less creepy, but honestly, I'd just try to skip the whole episode if I could. And considering that all we got was a Digivice ping, like, you just could.
Next, we have Daniel, who says, the non-consent aside, they think there was some wasted opportunity in showing how the distortion with the human world might have caused the conflict in this episode. Based on what Talamon said they can see some black lightning striking the ground and morphing something into a TV with a period drama playing on it. And Gekkomon watches it, curiously, and is struck by black lightning at that moment, causing it to evolve to Tonosama Gekkomon. And then it could have been a PSA to remind kids not to mimic what is seen on TV. And yeah, that's a great idea. That would have been really good. Like, that would have made the episode a really good episode if that happened.
But,
like,
yeah, it could have had a little bit of a Twilight Zone feel, which would have been cute. I agree. That still wouldn't have made the entire episode good by any means, but at least it would have been a cute little twist on the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like that was the way that they were going when Talamon said that, but that was all. That was the only time.
Yeah,
they
like
on
I guess
it.
We're just supposed to believe that, but you know, you gotta show me, not just sort of vaguely suggest that might be the case. And also, oh yeah, also the human world just did this. You know, somehow.
Yeah. Next, we have Alpha Marugi, who says that they don't think the writers have to explicitly state sexual harassment's bad. Shogun Gekkomon was a villain who got hammer sparked in the end. Joe wanted to rescue Gomon, and Gomon's clearly uncomfortable. Children can figure things out and are capable of empathy. Can't argue against the notion that he should have been banned from the hot spring, though. And I think that, like, I feel like people should be told that, because otherwise they may not be able to work it out that it's a bad thing if they see it on TV. Like,
and especially people, because this is a show for children.
And people literally watched. Like, we're supposed to sort of imagine a degree of shock that just lasts a really long time while Gomamon is just abused. And it's very uncomfortable. Not that dissimilar from I'll say this of Atmon, we just had a character do some torture, and
for a long time,
that sure was a plot point.
Yep.
Yeah, that happens. But I feel like, I don't know, I'm just remembered of the Johnny Bravo episode where he is transformed into a woman and then realizes how hard it is to be a woman and how, like, you kind of get sexually abused, like, and sexually assaulted in various different ways.
Yep.
And then he starts calling out on that. Like, I feel like that was a good way of handling that sort of thing, because a lot of Johnny Bravo was him kind of just being creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was that episode, and that was pretty cool. And also, I think there was, like, an episode where he was in love with a deer or something. I don't remember. That show, I feel like, was wild.
From what very little
yes.
I remember about it,
I'm
yes.
not entirely clear how we got onto the topic, but yes, it was pretty wild. And
I feel like this episode could have handled it in that sort of way, where they kind of call out that being kind of creepy is bad.
Yeah, like they had multiple points, even just like a little bit in the Digimon Analyzer could have done something for us, you know?
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, in Sailor Moon, they always had the lesson of the episode, and it could have been, remember kids, sexual harassment's bad, like that kind of thing.
But instead they chose use it to talk about how cool that, I forget the Digimon's
show,
name,
Gekkomon, or whatever they...
Everyone's welcome in the hot spring.
I still like Kabukimon.
Gokimon is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, next up we have Black Nightmon, who says the music in this episode reminded them of Samurai Champloo, and it really did feel like that Atla Kabuterimon should have been in this episode as well. Yeah. And yeah, I agree. Any other thoughts?
I mean, a couple here, but I don't think anything we need to say.
I have no thoughts, head empty. But also animation. I just want to stress how good the animation was in this episode. Just one more, even though it was kind of negative on this episode, the animation
was
incredible.
Great moments.
Yeah,
it was a bit unclear at times, but apart from that, it was really good.
All right, everyone. So thanks for joining us this time. You can join us next time for episode 55, "The Digimon School Under Attack." Do we have any predictions?
The Digimon School will be attacked.
Bancho Mamemon's gonna be there, and it's gonna be hype because I like Bancho Mamemon.
This episode's gonna hit home for Americans.
I mean, at the moment, I'm going through contract negotiations with the school, so I'm hoping for some, you know, worker solidarity next week, but I'm sort of doubting it.
I mean, we could, because we have Mimi, and that's kind of like, we had that in like, episode
worker solidarity episode, unionize the teachers.
But I don't feel like, I think it's just going to be...
capitalism, isn't that correct?
Absolutely is.
Yeah.
I hope that we don't get creepy Digimon Analyzer.
Mm. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Koshiro, please don't.
Like,
don't
please
be bad.
Do not. We need like a we need like a prayer circle just for him not to be creepy in Rosemon. Just say like, oh, she's so powerful, and just leave
Rosemon's
it at
that. Pronouns are none. Please do not perceive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she uses the prefix of miss, as in mystery.
God, I love seeing Utada Hikaru.
That was so good.
Yeah.
What a legend.
That is, like, they truly own Pride Month. But anyway, I hope the Rosemon is not creepy. Like, we don't do any creepy stuff towards Rosemon.
Please no.
I like Rosemon, but I feel like that sometimes, like, I could do without any jiggle physics we get. Because there was a lot of jiggle physics in every other time we've had Rosemon.
Yeah.
Like, Savers was the worst.
I kind of wanted them to not do Rosemon at all, and I am expecting at least parts of the episode to be real bad, especially after last week. I'm worried.
I hope, I still have faith, like, it would have been better if we had Bancho Lilymon, because you can't really, like, make that weird as much as you can with Rosemon, mm-hmm. but, I mean, I hope that the Rosemon in Savers was kind of sexualized, because at least Rosemon's human partner was an adult. She was 18. I really hope that we don't get Rosemon being sexualized here, because Mimi's 10. Please, please do not.
I mean, Tri decided it was okay to lick Sora, so...
Ugh.
Yeah, that was still not okay.
Oh no.
It's just, yeah. So do we have any other predictions?
Jajamon's going to be my favorite character. That's my prediction. Jajamon. Jajamon's there.
Which one's Jajamon?
Oh, Gigi.
Okay, I was going to say...
I played Digimon World before I watched any show.
No, I get that. It took me a minute to figure out why Air wasn't there.
Yeah, because
In my head, it's always been Jajamon.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I thought you were saying, like Jagamon, as in the potato one. Like, did I miss something in the next time on?
I like
no,
potatoes,
it's Gigimon.
But not that much.
it's Gigimon. It's as in Gigi, as in...
Yeah, Jajamon.
Grandfather.
Yeah.
No, Gigi.
I'm going to keep saying Jajamon.
Nah.
Oh, Gigi.
Anyway.
Takeru.
So...
Good game, man.
No Gigi-chan. No Yamete. So, the red bubble's in the description, and you get more than just shirts there, too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can send us spam to lostintranslation@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode on the YouTubes, and we'd read it out on the show. You can also follow it at Translation on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where we're finally at 10,000 subs, but we are dropping subs because people don't like me, I think. I went up to 10,010, now I'm back to 10,001, so please.
Flew too close to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Please, do not do the unsub, just the sub, and just stay there, please. Anyway, so we haven't discussed that on With the Will, and we also
have
you
considered
that
telling people
subreddit.
Just lay there as part of the problem?
Please watch my stuff. Anyway, so we'd appreciate it if you review us on any podcast catcher that you use. And if I see it, I will read it out on the show. If I don't see it, please let me know so I can find it so I can read it out on the show. You can also donate to my Patreon, and that's linked in the description as well. And you can do that from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to Lyssa Discord server, but there are higher levels for more rewards, such as early episodes, raw episodes, and more, so check that out. And thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Student Reese, who's Wild Miss 64 on Archive Our Own, Kadawashi, Chisai, who can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lismet, who's Alekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Madai Maimon, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, Silverheadfig25, Magnus, Lucas, JCmon05, Patrick, Jason, and Grey Tanuki. You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, and that's also found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon. Or you can also donate to my Ko-fi account, which is ko-fi.com/airdra. And of course, thank you to Quinn, Chloe, and Evie for joining me this week. Quinn, where can we find you?
You can't.
But we can on Discord and on the Moncast.
I guess. If you have to.
And Evie, where can we find you?
On Discord and on Moncast.
Yay!
And on Twitter, Chloe, at Evie Patamon.
Oh yes, and on Twitter, at Evie Patamon. Mm-hmm. And Chloe, where can we find you?
On Discord and not on the Moncast.
Sometimes in the background of the Moncast.
Sometimes in the background of the Moncast.
So that providing is the a laugh half track. Chloe appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
The laugh track. And, yep, so of course, thank you for joining me, to both my co-hosts, as well as y'all listening at home or out about, wherever you are. Thank you for listening. And we will see y'all next one. Bye!
Bye! Bye.